There's some new developments around us relating to COVID-19. Travelers from South America, Portugal, and Cape Verde have been barred from entering the UK because of fears over a new virus variant. Scientists say its mutations seem to be associated with a rapid increase in cases. One of two variants discovered in Brazil has been detected in the UK, according to a leading virologist there. Earlier, the UK Minister, Grant Shapps, said he didn't think the Brazilian variant was in the UK as far as he was aware. The health system in the Brazilian city of Manaus is said to be collapsing amid soaring infections linked to the new variant. Around the world, more than 93 million COVID cases have been confirmed and nearly 2 million deaths. And this is one of the problems they're facing in Jamaica.
Police in St. Anne are admitting to a tough time trying to shut down illegal parties and prosecute the promoters across the parish. St. Anne has been identified as an area of concern for the Ministry of Health. COVID numbers in the parish have been on the rise. The St. Anne Municipal Corporation, SAMC, heard Thursday from several councillors that many illegal parties were held in their divisions over the Christmas holidays. Some councillors said they made efforts with mixed results to get police to help shut down the illegal parties and other events. Commanding Officer for St. Anne, Superintendent Carlos Russell, said the police were hunting down parties and the people who staged them.
Persons are going into remote areas to keep these parties and dance. And we are getting information now that some of the guest houses are also housing a lot of parties.
Police Commissioner Major General Anthony Anderson says the JCF has recorded about 450 positive COVID-19 cases amongst its membership.
I think overall we've done pretty well. We've had 450 positive cases in the organization since the beginning, confirmed positive cases. So that's not bad for an 11,000-person organization.
In other COVID-19-related developments,
a team of experts from the World Health Organization has arrived in the Chinese city of Wuhan for a long-delayed investigation into the origin of the coronavirus. Their investigation comes as China recorded its first COVID death in 8 months in Hebei province.
The WHO team arrived just as China is facing a resurgence of new COVID cases in the north of the country. Wuhan is back to normal and safe. The expert investigators get here a year after it all began. I've seen for myself the market where a cluster of the first cases were reported, where they are sure to go. It's now long boarded up.
A British study has found that most people who have had COVID-19 are protected from getting it again for at least 5 months, but may still carry and transmit the virus. The research found that past infection gives 83% immunity.
Scientists tracked more than 6,500 healthcare workers who'd been infected with coronavirus and regularly tested them to see how many caught it again. Most were protected from the virus for at least 5 months, the duration of the study so far. But there were a small number of reinfections. 44 potential cases were detected. About half had no symptoms, but a few had high enough levels of the virus to put them at risk of spreading it to others.
The president of Malawi has declared 3 days of national mourning following the deaths of two members of his cabinet as the country is battling a resurgence of COVID-19.
And this from the United States last night.
A sobering new projection by the CDC this evening that COVID-19 could kill as many as 92,000 more Americans in the next 3 weeks as frustration grows over the chaotic rollout of the vaccine.
Developed at warp speed, tonight the vaccine rollout has been described more as slow motion, with only 11.1 million doses administered after roughly three times that number was distributed. And with more Americans wondering not just where and when to get the vaccine, some are questioning how it works after Congressman Adriano Espaillat announced he contracted the virus after being vaccinated. In a statement, he writes, "I am feeling well and currently not experiencing any symptoms." The representative, who says he followed safety protocols, testing positive last night after receiving his first dose in December and his second last week.
One specialist explains,
"It takes 2 weeks to get full protection, but even then it's only 95% effective, and that's why we still need masks, that's why we still need social distancing."
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.